And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcast and Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get started for you right now. And residents in Bad Axe gathered Thursday to observe the National Day of Prayer with a community program centered on faith, worship, and encouragement. The event featured prayers for local families, churches, schools, and community leaders, while several speakers shared messages focused on hope, unity, and service. Attendees also heard preaching throughout the gathering as participants reflected on the National Day of Observance. A musical highlight came from Laura Krasuski and her family. I probably just butchered that name, my apologies if so, who performed worship songs during the program. Organizers said the event brought together area residents from several different churches and backgrounds for a time of prayer and fellowship. And in Huron County District Court this week, Judge Ferris arraigned Shauna Lynn Guza on an embezzlement charge. The complaint alleges that on or about October 27, 2025, Guza committed embezzlement as an agent or trustee involving $1,000 to $20,000 from Wooded Island. This felony carries a potential penalty of up to 5 years in prison and or a fine of up to $10,000 or three times the embezzled amount. Prosecuting attorney Timothy Rutkowski represented the state while Michelle Siv served as defense counsel for the arraignment. Attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach has been appointed to represent Guza for the remainder of the case. A probable cause conference is scheduled for May 14th, 2026 at 9 a.m. with a preliminary examination set for May 22nd, 2026 at 2 p.m. Interim bond was set at $3,500 and has been posted. Bond conditions include no contact with the victims, and Guza is prohibited from being on the premises of Wooden Island. And Veronica Lee Krug appeared in Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris, and she entered a no-contest plea to the charge of disorderly conduct, intoxicated person. The plea was accepted by the court, citing possible civil liability as the reason for the plea. The incident occurred on March 27, 2026, when Ms. Krug called 911 reporting an alleged assault involving a firearm. Law enforcement determined that the situation was a dispute among intoxicated neighbors in a public area of an apartment complex. Ms. Krug was sentenced to a 120-day delayed sentence probation program. Under the supervision of a probation officer, she is required to pay $525 in fees and fines by September 1st of this year and complete the Thinking Matters program by August 1st, 2026. Probation conditions include restrictions on alcohol and marijuana use, random drug and alcohol testing, and no contact with the neighbor. A final hearing is scheduled for September 4th, September 2026, unless excused by the probation officer. And we'll be right back after this brief PSA.
Wherever there's a need in our communities, there's a united way. Improving lives so everyone can thrive. Where more people can gain access to healthcare and nutritious food for their tables. Where more community members can benefit from financial education and get connected to local resources for housing support. And where children are given more chances to reach their full potential. Community is where we find our strength and where we share our hope. United is the way. Visit unitedway.org.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcast and Newsroom.